beep, 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 beep. That's up. Up, 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 up.
That's good.
Chad, do your scream.
No!
There it is.
Oh, that's double max.
It always is.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome
to
the
show.
This
is
the
All
Range
Podcast.
And
what
is
episode
88?
Guess what?
Chad failed.
That was 2 words.
And I
am back.
Welcome to
the show today.
Not yet.
Fail. Today on the show, we are going to recap our top 20 most anticipated games of 2014.
Holy shit.
It honestly does not feel like that long ago we did this episode.
You know what? Tonight.
When was it?
Tonight, before February? This thing is edited, before it's released, we re-release the most anticipated episode.
Instantly. Okay.
Instantly. Tonight. It's got to go back up as a rebroadcast.
That's a good idea.
So hopefully you enjoyed that.
Yeah. Hopefully you enjoyed that.
Future listeners.
Because it's coming back.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have Dan's input here tonight.
You said fortunately, right?
Well, they're all on the same list, right?
Just kidding.
Can you resend me that list?
I really should, because I have 9% left on my phone.
We should say Dan's busy playing Halo, the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah. Select all, copy, text message.
I prefer
message
that over sleeping.
And
yeah. Well, I gotta go to work early tomorrow, guys. He's up all night playing Halo.
Hey, Dan, got something for you. Better get used to it, brother. You're never sleeping past 8 again in your life.
Baby Danny.
Little baby Danny is on the way. And that baby Danny's got something to say. This? I'm crying.
Baby Danny, come say hi to me. Tuck me in, baby Danny.
All right,
tuck me in, baby Danny, because I am out.
All right, I played none of these fucking games.
All right, well, we'll have a chance to...
Should we talk Halo and Sunset Overdrive and introduce our new...
We will.
...segment at the end?
Well, I mean, the new all of those games will come up in...
20-second or 20-minute.
Oh, 20-minute, because I'm in it?
20.
Chad, what do you want to say? What's the official branding of the
okay, it's still I'm still undecided. Basically, the way I play games is I give it 20 minutes to win me over. So,
or he returns it for a full refund.
Yeah. I play 20 minutes. If I'm not in it, it's kind of the branding we're going with here. 20 minutes. If I'm not in it, I'm out of it.
That's what we're calling it this week.
So
we got two games this week.
So right? Is it the question, 20 minutes, am I in it?
20 minutes, am I in it? I like that.
And it's either a yes or no.
All right, so with that title, bring us in.
So I bought Assassin's Creed.
Wait, whoa. was that on anyone's list? Let me grab this thing here.
I meant 20 minutes, am I in it? Or something like that.
You know what? Assassin's Creed Unity will not come up again on this episode, so let's talk about Assassin's Creed Unity.
Lock it out, yeah.
So, Chad, no one anticipated 20 minutes, are you in it?
Well, yeah, I bought it. I was so excited. I actually got it a day early. So I was like, holy shit, I streamed it on Twitch. I had like 6 watchers. Man, it was fucking sweet.
Yeah. Shout out to the 6 watches.
Oh, yeah. There was a guy from France. I don't know if he was joking because the game's set in France. I don't know if he was saying, like, I don't know, some whatever. But he messaged like 4 times and he was laughing at what I was doing. I played longer than 20 minutes because the first 20 minutes, the game sucked. And I was like, I can't spend $80 on a game and only give it 20 minutes.
Whoa. You're completely
I'm throwing it out of the window, but...
You're negating the fact that this 20 minutes and I'm in it segment will never actually exist.
This is the thing. The theory of 20 minutes, am I in it, is that at that 20 minutes...
Is it 20 minutes, am I in it, or 20 minutes and I'm in it?
Am I in it?
Okay.
Because it's a question. I'm either in it or I'm not in it.
It's a seal of approval. So
no, it's a question. It's the name of the segment.
Yeah, but good games get the 20-minute, and I'm in it. Well, you know, if they don't get that seal, it means don't buy it.
But the
right?
segment is called "Am I in it?" 20 minutes, am I in it?
So when you are,
and it's
you
my
say,
review.
So when you
say,
are after 20 minutes, if you are in it, what do you say?
I'm in it.
20 minutes, I'm in it.
Yeah. 20 minutes, I'm not in it, but I spent $80, and I'm saying, okay, I'll keep going for about an hour. And I would have given up after 20 minutes had I not had those fucking sweet, sweet six listeners or viewers, whatever. But, like, man, those guys were just pushing me on, and they weren't saying a single word. But just having people there is really infectious. But I went forward. The game doesn't get better. It only gets worse. I played for about 2 hours, and I'm totally not in it. The frame rate is well below 30 frames per second.
Wow.
The glitches, as I'm sure a lot of people have seen over the internet now, that are just frequent and just laughable.
Yikes.
It's crazy that this game was released. And the fact that that Ubisoft had zero confidence in the game, they sent it out to reviewers and said, you can't review it until noon Eastern time of the release date. So the game had already been for sale for 12 hours before anybody could post a review. That's fucking crazy.
How can they do that? Because the embargo is an agreement, like, I'm giving you this early such that you won't review it. So how can you now take that and extend it past the release date when they can go buy it at a store?
Well, the embargo can be set to any date. The embargo can be set to 2 weeks after it's launched.
It just seems like it's overstepping.
I mean, that's exactly Chad's point, is you set the embargo to half a day or to an entire day. I'm sure it was probably one day, and then some guerrilla site reviewed it. And then as soon as one entity, like, breaks embargo, you are entitled to also break embargo.
Yeah.
It's just like when if word goes out that it's on the wall at Walmart, you know, launch date or not, Future Shop is entitled to put it on the rack.
Yeah, like they have no embargo type thing. Like, retailers don't have an embargo. If somebody finds the game early, they can review it however they want. But it's those like Polygon, IGN.
It's the ones that are granted the early access.
Exactly.
They're bound by it, right?
Yeah, they're given a game a week early to fully play through it.
So is it common knowledge
don't
that...
Don't rush the review. They have a set amount of time to play through the entire game, so they're not trying to rush the review out.
So is it common knowledge that only good games get reviewed a week early? You know, because, you know, they put their product out there, and if they expect that it's going to be reviewed bad, they there's a non-disclosure agreement.
That is the general strategy.
Until after. Well, I mean, is that common knowledge? I mean, anybody listening can let me know if this is the first time they're hearing it.
Case in point, Dragon Age comes out this Tuesday, was reviewed last Tuesday, and got great reviews.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's a developer that's confident in their game, in their product. It's like, review it, build up hype, because we know this game's good. We made a great fucking game. This isn't a yearly franchise. We're just trying to pump out. Fucking Ubisoft, man. They're so shitty.
Okay, so far, the things you've commented on, I kind of don't care about. Like, frame rate, yeah, that kind of sucks.
Just play the
glitches,
game.
Glitches, who cares?
I'll let you borrow it.
I mean, you can get over it. I'm just saying, like, games fundamentally need to be fun, right?
Yeah.
What were they trying to go for in this game that was supposed to draw you in that was fun? And how did they not deliver? You know, like, what else sucks about this game?
From the 2 hours that I played, it's the exact same as every Assassin's Creed game.
So it's not inventive at all?
Which is not inventive at all from what I've seen so far. But the last 2 weeks, I complained about Call of Duty last week being the same game. I'm just having, like, sequelitis.
You know, and also... Any trailers that go out that are not gameplay, right? Assassin's Creed Unity has the full CGI trailer.
Yeah.
Command and Conquer. Call of Duty has the live action trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Even Destiny. Live action trailer, it's like, what are you trying to hide?
No, that was cool. Actually, so was Call of Duty. It's fine. Like, I'm okay with that.
You know what? Call of Duty's been doing that for a while.
Call of Duty could have used their cutscene footage, and it would have looked amazing.
I almost liked the way they did it in their, with Black Ops, where it was like, you are in the game. You know, like, they had actors, you know, just spawning. You know, like Jonah Hill would spawn and, like, be playing, and it's like, the idea is that that's Jonah Hill's character playing.
Assassin's Creed did that, right? They got people on couches following the, it's like, play with your friends.
Oh, really?
And they had, like, the four of them jumping off a building, and the people on the couches are flying behind them.
That's I can't awesome. See how that game is going to be fun.
It looks cool, actually.
With co-op.
Four-player co-op would be cool.
That's perhaps the inventive portion of it that you maybe...
yeah, you haven't really had a chance to see that.
You know?
I could have, but the game is so fucking broken that I don't even care to even try that.
Man, it's pretty bad how broken games are these days.
They just release them because they're set on a yearly schedule. They're not like, take a fucking year off to make a good game.
It's more than that.
They're like, let's make an Xbox 360 PS3 game, and let's make a next-gen game, too. And we'll be like, we'll get two.
Other games are being released that are broken. Like, Destiny had issues.
Yeah.
Halo now has issues. It's just, we set a date, and we're being pushed too hard to make that date. And they know they can fix it after the fact.
Yeah.
The main thing about Halo is the multiplayer, and it's broken completely. We had a great experience today. We were lucky.
Yeah.
Matchmaking?
We were getting it in.
I tried last night for half hour and did not get a single game. Twice it said,
"Oh my god!"
It's like, "Oh, you're going to a game," and then it goes like a black screen, and then it fails.
Oh, there was that new update today too, right?
Yeah. Again, like for 2 days, the game's broken. All I have is campaign, which I have the, you know, individual discs I could play separately myself.
Yeah.
So we gonna fly through 20 to 1 and then doing shots the whole way?
I was gonna say Assassin's Creed Unity is not worth. If anyone's on the fence. I don't know. Like, I don't know why anybody would be.
Well, you know what? I think in both cases, the Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed, we're both thinking, like, will this revitalize the franchise? You mentioned last week Call of Duty is not doing that for you. Assassin's Creed, like, you weren't a fan of Black Flag, so why be excited for Assassin's Creed, what's this new one? Five? Four?
Unity,
right.
Doesn't have a number.
so, like, anybody who loves those games, anybody who likes, Black Ops, go ahead and buy Modern Warfare. Anybody who liked Black Flag, go ahead and buy Unity. But if you're looking for a fresh experience, like, hey, maybe this is a chance to pick up and play those games again, you know, you might be let down.
Yeah. We just need some new IPs.
Yeah,
That's the thing. Like, I haven't been, like, I'm excited for games. Like, I'm excited. Like, I was so excited for Destiny and... Actually, since Destiny, I haven't really been excited for anything. Like, well, Far Cry, I'm kind of, like, moderately, like, oh, I hope this game will fill my gap till the fucking Mass Effect 4 or Battlefront.
It's really, like, how long each development house is willing to wait before they break the mold. Right? Like, if they've seen so much success and they've spent 10 years on previous-gen hardware to build worlds and build franchises, at which point are they ready to jump ship?
Yeah.
You know, like, they're just not ready to do that yet. They're just too invested in their previous franchises.
Little Big Planet 3 comes out Tuesday. I haven't heard anything about this game. I wonder if Sony has any confidence in it at all.
It's probably shit.
It might be shit. It might be
absolute shit. The games have always been bad.
I've hated them, but people like them. But
the words floaty and platformer, they just don't mix. And that's exactly what those two things are. Like,
yeah.
It was cool with PS3, like, oh, it's world building, and it was bringing platforming to a new audience. But, I mean, Nintendo's essentially removed themselves from, like, popular gaming.
Yeah.
So it's like any Nintendo person who's picking up a PS4 for the first time, like, if they see a platformer like Little Big Planet, they're going to be like, okay, well, this is shit, you know?
Yeah. I don't get it. Obviously, they're not trying to go for, like, the precision of a Mario game, but why is it fun if you're not going for precision?
Yeah, it's gotta feel good.
Yeah, just all over the place.
It's terrible.
Not everyone's a hardcore gamer. and is that skilled? And
yeah, I actually I'm excited for it.
There's a little 11-year-olds playing.
Patiently excited for it.
Well, not only that, like the retro platformer has kind of blown up. With arcade gaming and, you know, PlayStation Plus gaming and whatnot.
Yeah.
Not PlayStation Plus, but, like, PSN and...
Yeah.
You know, like, they'll get their side-scrolling fix for $10, not $60.
Mm. I guess.
That's true.
But...
I just want to say, Assassin's Creed Unity, I'm not going to review it. Just don't buy it.
Can I...
I'm going to say don't buy
it. I want to ask a question. Like, do you think... We're just raising our standards way too high.
Reviewing. No. I'm saying we're getting a little cynical, but maybe it's just because absolutely. We haven't seen anything good.
I feel like I'm trying to counterbalance that.
It's
being,
so shit.
That may be true, but look, your gripes were frame rate, which, yes, sucks, but overall...
It takes you right out of the game. You can't even play the fucking game when it's below 30.
That is like the most You're at 20? Cynical... Like,
no, I'm serious, dude. Try and play this game.
What I'm looking for.
I can break down Sunset Overdrive right now with a cynical attitude.
Right. But,
no, when you're trying to watch, like, cutscenes of characters interacting with one another, and they're just chip-chopping around the screen, it's so fucking shit. You can't play that game.
It's like you're the most high-maintenance gamer saying, I'm not. Complaining about frame rate. You are, though.
Dude, I like Binding of Isaac. Dude, I like shitty fucking games.
Think about people who never question frame rate in their life. They play games twice a week. And they buy the new games, and they play them, and they don't give a shit about frame rate. Like, that's so... You understand how, like, far
removed
it is? So what
that our expectations are really high? We have fucking high expectations, and you know what? Like, we haven't even hit that point where it's acceptable.
Are we wrong to expect more from these developers who are making, like, games that are worth $20 million?
No, but I'm just saying, you have to say...
Can you not make a fucking game that runs correctly?
Frame rate is only one aspect. Like, you didn't say that the gameplay was bad. You didn't say...
The gameplay is bad because the frame rate doesn't... The game doesn't even run.
Yeah, that's what, you give a zero because of the frame rate. Like, instantly, it's just 10 to zero.
I didn't review it.
Well...
But I did give it a zero.
I know, in your mind.
It's a seven.
I'm just challenging you to question that, because...
Okay, what's the best game on next-gen? Best next-gen game so far, TJ?
That appears on next-gen, or is exclusively next-gen?
I don't care.
Okay. Man, how am I supposed to answer that question? There's so many
Super
different
genres. Super Mario 3D World. You go ahead.
Super Mario 3D World.
Yep. Not all of our collective best game, but what's your best game?
It'd have to be Destiny.
Destiny was good. I would either say...
I hate reducing it to this, though. One game, one genre.
You know what? My favorite games on Next Gen have been Tomb Raider and The Last of Us.
Tomb Raider, which appeared to play on... Oh, both of those, yeah. Yeah. Previous gens.
I would say Battlefield 4 or... Second Son.
So maybe that's because you Second had lower expectations.
All right, maybe I rephrased that wrong, or I structured that wrong. But I'm saying, like, well, what are the standouts? What are the games that we're not cynical about, you know, that, like, that have been able to wow us? Like,
Second Son blew me away.
It is a short list. Second Son is awesome.
Fucking graphics. The way he stood, his feet stood on different elevations. That was fucking next gen. Like, that's awesome.
I suppose so.
Do we want to talk about Halo at all?
Well, hold on. Halo's on the list, so maybe we should wait.
Okay.
Give it a little stopgap. All right, jumping into the 20 most anticipated games. Reflection Hour. All right, number 20. Dan had Diablo 3. Chad had The Division. TJ had Evil Within, Dying Light, or Dying Light. Daylight. Yeah. TJ had Evil Within, Daylight, or Dying Light. And I had Fortnite. So did anyone play any of their number 20s? You know, obviously we won't be able to include Dan
here. Played Diablo 3.
He played the shit out of it too, so.
Well, he's not here.
TJ played the Evil Within.
No, I can't even count that. Evil Within will be the one I play out of the genre, and it does not seem scary, which is what I wanted out of my 20 pick. It's just
I'll be playing it tonight. Thanks so much, TJ, for lending that over.
Yeah. What's Fortnite?
Fortnite is the Epic game that still has yet to be released or even talked about.
Okay. So that was a wild card there?
Yeah, wild card. We should keep track of the ones we played. TJ, can you get your phone out and just keep track of the points here?
Just by playing them, you points? Get a point?
Yeah, playing them, you get a point. Awesome. So Dan has 1 point. All you have to have done is played it.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, Dan has 1 point. TJ, you're saying no, I haven't played Evil Within?
No. I bought the game. It counts.
And I don't know, because it was a three-parter. So, I mean, you've technically played a third of your number 20.
I'm going to call bullshit on that.
You picked three games.
My top 20 was a horror game. It was Ore.
All right, when I made the list. Give yourself a point, you fucking fiend.
It doesn't matter, because I'm going to crush you all.
Are you kidding me?
No. I mean,
wait a minute. So, wait, hold on. We have to bring up, if the game hasn't been released.
It's your own fault for putting on the list.
I would say it's plus one if the game hasn't been released.
Are you kidding me?
My top eight aren't even out.
So what do we do? So what do we do about this? You know, like, because you have to get some, so what about half a point if the game hasn't been released? It's the only fair way. Any game that has not come out yet, you get half a point.
Fine. I'd say you get 1 point if it was supposed to be released.
Let's make it easy. Let's make it easy. Instead of half a point, 1 point. If it hasn't been released, it's 1 point. If you've played it, it's two. 2 points. So Dan's at 2 points right now, and so are you.
Okay.
That's a good point.
We'll see who wins this.
That's a good point.
And we do a shot after every single round.
Yeah. No.
So far, Dan's every got 10. 2 points. And TJ, you also have 2 points.
All right, 19s.
All right, 19. Chad, you want to announce it?
Dan says NHL 15. Chad says Rayman Legends.
That's 2 points.
TJ says Kingdom Hearts 3. Boom!
Not released really? Yet, so 1 point.
Joe says The Witness. Half point, you said.
No, we changed it to 1 and 2 points.
Oh, okay, 1 and 2.
So I get a point for that. So The Witness, yeah, it's a shame. Not out yet.
Has Dan played
NHL?
Dan
has not played NHL 15.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, I get 2 points. Yay!
Why do you get 2 points?
Oh, I played Rayman.
Yeah, you did kill it.
And loved it.
Loved it!
Passed it on.
He gave it a 9.5.
Do we want to talk about any of these games?
Meh.
All right, number 18. Dan said Dragon Age. That's a point for Dan.
1 point.
Chad says PlanetSide 2.
Shit.
Game's out, and you did not play that.
No, it's not out.
Of course it's out.
How is it not out?
PlanetSide 2 for PS4 is not out.
All right, wait a minute.
I was talking for PS4. It had already been out for PC for like a year and a half.
All right.
When I announced this.
Uncharted 4, TJ. Those are easy points for you, buddy.
They are. I told you we don't deserve these points, but anyways.
Zelda U.
Are we on?
For Joey.
Yeah, we're on number 18 already. Is this exciting radio?
Well, I think so.
We have to talk quick about these things. I don't know if there's much to talk about.
Yeah.
Until we get to stuff that's released.
Well, you know what? They've already listened to the episode. We've already rebroadcasted and all of our loyal listeners have already listened to the rebroadcast.
Well, that's right. Our opinions of them now are what's worthwhile. So once we get stuff that we've played.
17, Phantom Pain. Dan gets a point.
I thought I was doing 17.
Jesus.
All right, go ahead.
Phantom Pain? No, that's not it. That was Ground Zeroes.
No, Dan's 17 was Phantom Pain.
Okay, Dan's not here to represent.
Castlevania Lords of Shadow, I did not play.
No points.
17, Hyrule Warriors.
TJ, did you play it?
Is it seriously out?
It's out.
Yeah, that's out.
There you go, that's
that
a zero.
That is 0 points. I'm disappointed.
Phantom Pain for Joey. Alright, 16,
for
go.
Joey. Alright, 16. TJ, are you on the ball here?
Yeah, I got this.
Alright. 16, Dan, Smash Brothers 4, not out yet. Dan gets 1 point. Chad, Second Son, played it.
Two.
Solid 2 points. Should we add like a third point if it was sick? If it was dope?
Nope.
All right.
That's too subjective.
Yeah, that's true.
TJ, number 16, Zelda U. Didn't happen.
I think Second Son's going to win the list.
Is that a one? We're not rating games. We're rating people here.
Yes, but we got to talk about the games we played.
Okay, yeah, eventually.
Sorry, what was mine? No, I meant right now while they're relevant.
Okay. Wait a minute. Are we on 16?
You just said something that I... My number.
Yeah, you're Zelda U, so it didn't come out, so that means you get 1 point, right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
What was your game?
And mine was The Order. Not Out, I Get a Point.
We're at 15.
We're at 15. I wish I could delete these as I'm going. Maybe I can.
Dr. Danny says Zelda U. So that's 1 point.
That's a point for Dan.
Chad says Dragon Age, which I'm playing this Tuesday.
Still does not count.
I know.
Well, it counts as 1 point.
Actually, it should count as two, because I'm playing it for
No, it counts as one.
Come on, it's not even the end of the year yet.
What? It counts as 1 point. Have you played that game, yes or no?
Dr. Jeff says The Order, 1 point. Joe says Drive Club, which is not... You did not play, because it didn't actually come out.
Well, wait a minute. Drive Club Free, did that still not come out?
Still hasn't come out.
Yeah, but...
I'll take the point. Yeah, I outlined on the episode, and everyone listened to it.
Drive Club Free.
It was
PS
Drive
Plus.
Club Free, and it was in my PS Plus. Like,
I don't know if you can.
How
fucking
can you put paid
predict
games
a demo?
Whoa!
You know what? PS Plus was like the in parentheses because I said like, you know what? That is kind of bullshit. I just said I'm looking forward to PS Plus games.
All right.
But I put Drive Club Free as the example of free PS Plus game, and it never came out, so I demand a point.
Okay.
I'll give you the point, but we probably should have called you on the fact that you're putting paid games below a free game.
You know what? A lot of these, and everyone listening knows, were, you know, like, oh, this and this, and I'm saying this, my number 16 is fucking Zelda U, but I'm also, you know, talking about any Nintendo game that could possibly come out. I gave you guys the benefit of the doubt, and I put, like, an example of the rule.
All right.
So mine was Drive Club, you know, even though I said all PS Plus games. But Drive Club Free did not come out, which is a crime.
How many PS Plus games have you played?
A lot. Guacamelee being one. Right. I fucking platinum that motherfucker.
That was PS Plus?
No, you paid for that.
Did I pay for
that? That was an Xbox Free. Well,
Binding of Isaac.
Isaac was free.
That's about
a lot of shitty games, man.
Either way.
You. All right, what do we got?
You, number 14, go.
I'm on 14. All right, so Dan had The Order. That's a point for Dan.
It's a tight race here.
Chad, Diablo 3.
Played it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I bought it from Dan. I played like 20 minutes of it. 20 minutes am I in it? I wasn't in it.
You fucker.
Are we giving him 2 points for that?
Well, fuck you.
Does he get 2 points?
It's installed on my dashboard right now.
Did you actually play 20 minutes?
I played 20 minutes.
19?
Yeah, you know what, but some percentage of this needs to be like, was your prediction justified? You know what I mean? Like,
I wasn't excited for it anymore, because Destiny was out. Actually, it was out like the night after I played
you know what?
Diablo.
That's fine. As long as the entitlement factor is taken care of, and we actually owned up and tried to play the games.
Yeah, the winner of this is who...
Who held up their end of the bargain?
Yes, basically. It has nothing to do with quality of the list.
All right, I'm still on 14. Chad, Diablo 3, that's a fucking bitch, 14.
For
TJ,
lead.
Mario Kart 8, played it. That's a solid 2 points. Fully invested. And myself, Rhyme, which is not out yet.
1 point.
1 point. You know, I'd like to break down these rules like, even further for our next episode, like the percentage of games that actually came out. Like, get like a quality rating based on, like, this huge algorithm. TJ, you can probably help with that, right?
Yeah, I'll take the star rating, and I'll multiply it by... Basically, just add up all the star ratings in these games. And that's the quality of your list.
I guess so, but, you know, the
divide by
see,
20.
You know what? But it was most anticipated games. Like, we never actually went out and said, like, these are our predictions of games that are... You know what I mean? Like,
No, but it's how good you are at guessing the quality of a game before it comes out.
True.
Right?
Like I
that,
suppose,
that's
yes.
That's the skill that would be rated in that scenario.
You know what? I trust you. You all can right. Figure out the algorithm and tell me which percentile I'm in next
week. You know
week.
What? I could have different ratings. This person had best prediction of good games. This person, whatever, you know? Like, I'll give some thought. And
I look forward to it. Did I give my number 4? My number 14 was Rhyme, so we're done 14.
All right, so Dan's 13 was The Elder Scrolls Online, or...
Dan never played it.
Out. Has not played it. Zero
Did he
points.
Play it?
No. It's out and he has not played it, so 0 points.
0 points. I award you 0 points.
Titanfall.
And may God have mercy on you.
Titanfall for Chad. I played a couple rounds at Danny Boy's house. That's points for me.
That's so bullshit that your
game
that
sucks.
You don't get points for that at
you
all.
You do not get points for playing
Suck
at Dan's
on
house.
My nutsack.
I feel like you have to own or at least rent that
That's
game.
Bullshit.
You have to play it on your
what
own
the
console.
Fuck? They're getting... What?
You have to play it on your PlayStation 4.
Are you serious?
Oh, I can't wait to play this game at Joe's house.
That's bullshit.
For 5 minutes.
I award you 0 points.
Stupid. If the game was good, it was number 13. It was higher than Second Son, and Second Son's my fucking game of the year. Spoilers.
Wait a minute. But can you claim that you gave it the college try? Can you claim that you gave it the 20 minutes and is he in it?
Yeah, the game sucked.
You never played it in your home console.
Dude, the game sucks ass.
If you want to take credit for it, go ahead. But I mean,
how about this?
I'm disputing that claim.
1 point.
That's bullshit, dude.
Dude, I think you deserve 0.
You know what? If you get 2 disputes, it's 1.5 points.
I'm not lying to any of you fuckers. You don't get a full 2 points. I'm pretty sure I got that fucking game early, so Dan could review it, and I played it with him. How much work does that give me?
True, but
listen to this.
You know what? There's 3 of us in this car, this remote recording facility, this remote recording studio. If 2 out of the 3, you know, if the majority disagree with the claim, we'll dock it a 0.5 point.
It's because I'm winning, you fuckers.
No, a whole point.
A whole point?
Well, you get 2 points, you get cut in half.
Technically, he did play the game.
All right, give me 1.
He played the game. Give him 1.5.
Man, that doesn't count. What if you watched the game being played and said, this looks like shit?
Where did you played it!
Okay, Chad gets 2 points.
All right, fine. We'll stick with 2 points. Continue.
I think you're due.
TJ, 13. Bygrim. Ha! You did play it.
I did play it. By your standards, that actually counts.
You're a nutsack.
What did you play it on?
Joe Dogbird.
The computer. Dan's old place.
Dogbird, not out. I get a point.
I don't know.
Dogbird's not out.
It's not out, but it hasn't even been announced. I don't know.
No.
This game is robbed from all of our lists.
No, we all get a point.
It's not even, like, announced. We're just assumed it
was
coming out.
In February, there was a lot of rumors happening, like, oh, we're going to see this thing.
Dude, this one's a 0-pointer for all of us.
We're all getting 1 point.
No, I'm not. This.
It's all relative.
It's a 0-pointer.
Unless it wasn't on the list.
Well,
it's a 0-pointer for all of us.
No, but if it wasn't even on TJ's list, so we should at least get a point for having it on our list and not being out yet.
What if I said StarCraft Ghost?
Okay, well,
for GameCube.
What do you mean, what if? Dude, like, as if we knew when we put these lists together that there was going to be this weird fucking competition happening.
Joe's in last place. Let him have the point.
Oh, give me a break.
He's tied with Dan, actually.
Joe's about to fucking set loose, though.
Yeah, all right. So, Dogbird, am I getting a point for that?
Yes.
Absolutely. I don't know.
A single point.
That's listen, bullshit.
Anybody else who has it on the list also gets that point.
Exactly. All these single points, we could have questioned whether or not there was
I was just saying, because
something at the time.
That was just a rumor. That was a hope.
Yeah, you know but what about Fortnite?
How tightly you're holding on to your fucking Titanfall score? Give me my fucking Dogbird point.
What the fuck are you talking? I played the game.
I played it. To me, if you're anticipating a game, you only made good on that commitment if you like bought or rented the game. Rented it is even questionable.
I rented it early, TJ.
You didn't rent it.
And I brought it to your fucking house.
No, you didn't.
So
I
Dan
brought it to
Dan's
and we all played it.
And then you watched it and be like, oh, it counts as played. It's a 7.
I wasn't going like, oh, future me is going to get an extra point, baby. Fuck yeah.
All right, what are we on, 12 here?
Yeah.
Dan, Witcher 3, not out yet.
1 point.
Chad, Alien Isolation.
Oh, didn't play it. 0 points.
That game's out?
Yeah, sucks.
Oh, it looks so bad.
Hotline Miami, TJ. Give yourself a solid deuce on that.
What the fuck? You already 100% of that game.
Hotline Miami 2.
Oh, yeah, it's not out yet. 1 point.
1 point.
That's not
I got it for free on Xbox. Or on PS
Joe, Plus, Binding of Isaac, 2 points.
2 points! Oh, my God. You're about to get a lot of 2 points. All right. 11. Dan, number 11. Halo Anniversary?
Solid 2.
I'm guessing that means Master Chief Collection. That's 2.
Yeah, yeah. He said, like, we're not getting Halo 5, but we will get Halo 2 Anniversary, so I counted it.
Chad says Thief as number 11. That's 2 points.
You fucking asshole.
That game sucks.
See, there's got to be some scale that is, you know, how much can you trust yourself? Because all of the games on Chad's list ended up being 7s out of 10s or 0s out of 5. Yeah. So it's really like
there were 20 games that were coming out in 2014.
Yeah, but we can.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
We can dig into this and get some
sort of in June.
Get some sort of integrity scale going on.
Yeah, I'll have it for next week.
Okay. Yeah,
and we can talk about and dispute it, but I'll lay it out.
You know what? I just want to hear the winners. We'll develop like a top maybe 30 attributes, and you can tell us who was top in every single attribute.
30.
Integrity being one. Foresight being another one. Maybe commitment level
and
being another
of
one.
And 27 of them. Before the next week.
All right, what are we on
TJ's
here?
TJ's number 11, the crew not out, 1 point.
Okay.
Joey, 2 points for Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze.
That's right, baby. Number 10. Dan, Lords of the Fallen.
Did not play it, it's out. 0 points.
Chad, Dying Light.
Not out, 1 point.
TJ. Daylight's out, right?
Yeah.
TJ, Mirror's Edge 2.
Not out, one point.
I don't feel good about accepting that one, but...
Joe, Mario Kart 8, 2 points.
2 points! Good!
Oh, ties it up.
All right, let's go nine. Number nine. Dan, Titanfall, played at 2 points.
2 points.
Chad, Destiny, played at 2 points.
Ooh, babe.
TJ,
The Division, not out.
Not out, 1 point.
No.
Joe, 2 points with 1,001 Spikes.
Played it hard.
Game, sir.
Takes the lead.
Nope. Just keeping it tied.
Ooh,
with Chad.
Baby.
She.
All right, number eight. Dan, The Division, 1 point. Chad, Destiny, 2 points.
No, Dogbird, 1 point.
Are we on nine or eight?
Eight.
You did Destiny already.
We're on eight?
Yeah.
Hold on, Dogbird. Let me...
I have Dogbird on okay, Dan... my number eight.
Okay, yeah, Dan.
Dan what?
No, Dan still gets a point. TJ, number eight, Final Fantasy 15.
Yeesh, 1 point.
Not at 1 point. Joe, Halo 5, 0 points. Oh, wait a minute,
That's 1 point.
Not out yet.
This is number seven?
Yeah.
Dan, number seven, Thief. I don't think he played
2 points.
It.
2 points, he played it more than you played Titanfall.
I don't think he played it, dude.
Did he play it or watch it?
Wait a minute.
Because we played it.
Yeah, we all played it together, actually.
But he probably played it as much as you played Titanfall.
2 points.
I feel like we need to give them both 1.5 points in this situation.
2 points.
All they did was watch... You want to keep your Titanfall points.
I don't give a shit about my fucking Titanfall
points. No, Doc, half a point for each of those games,
I'm not going to do that. You can do that at the end if you'd like.
All right, so Thief, dang it's... 2 points. We did play it. We all played it at his house.
Listen, you guys are all losers for having Thief on your list. That's all I'm saying.
Towerfall!
Never looked good.
Chad says Towerfall. He gets 2 points for that. Thank you, Matt Makes Games.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
TJ number seven, Second Son. Motherfucker gets 2 points. Not shit. Joe, Witcher 3.
Not yet.
1 point.
Jesus. 1 point. Number six, Dan, Dying Light.
1 point.
1 point. Chad, Yoshi's New Island. You did
played
not
play- it,
you-
bought it, played it, played it. That's 2 points. I'll show you the fucking console.
I
want to
see a photo of you playing that game with the.
I got it at home.
You gotta be wearing a watch holding the current day's newspaper.
The game's bad.
Because I know you will go to Walmart straight from here, take a photograph of you playing it at your old house, and then post it to Facebook and be like, oh, see it?
I need those points, man. I need those points.
All right, what number are we on here?
I bought it.
It's number six. TJ, number six, Towerfall, 2 points.
Yeah.
Joe, The Division, 1 point.
All right, Danny Boy, number five, Watch Dogs, 2 points.
He loved that game. Loved that game.
Idiot.
See, this is where we need the integrity points, because that was not, that did not deserve the number five of his most, or did it?
He loved it.
Actually, yeah, my algorithm has to factor in the where it is on your list versus the score it got. The higher it is, it has to achieve a certain score.
TJ, honestly, I will not dispute any of the conclusions that you make on your list, but I want at least 15 lists.
At least 15?
Oh, wait, what was it? See, it went down from 20, wasn't it? Oh, well, no, it was 30. So I broke it in half.
All right.
Give me five lists. Give me five solid lists.
I'll do my best.
All right,
Chad, integrity being one.
Chad's number five, The Witness, not out, 1 point. TJ gets 2 points with Titanfall. Joe gets 2 points with Towerfall.
Hang on. Okay, keep going.
That's it.
Number four.
Hold on, let me get a four. Dan's 4, Evolve.
Not at one point.
Still super excited to play it, though.
There was a alpha, which unfortunately
no, doesn't count.
No, I know it doesn't.
Chad, Witcher 3. Not out at one point. TJ, Watch Dogs. Barely played it.
Oh. No, I didn't play it enough, but I played hours.
Two plates.
And
two
Joe, plates. NHL 15. Now, I probably played the demo more than you played Titanfall.
Demo doesn't count. It's one map. I played many maps of Titanfall. You get 2 points. I don't give a shit.
He gets 2 points for that.
All right.
You played the game.
Even though I'm
you
ashamed. Played the game and the even game though I'm sucks. Ashamed of it. I'm ashamed of the level of NHL 15 that I've put.
Oh,
it's my number fucking 4.
Dan might take the win right here, boys.
Well, he's behind, so he needs some points.
Well, he's getting 6 in the next 3. So, Dan, number 3, South Park, played at 2 points.
Killed it.
Chad, The Order, 1 point. TJ, Far Cry 4, that's 1 point. Even though it's coming out too.
You know what? This is bullshit. The whole, it didn't come out.
Joe,
so
the
point.
Evil Within, 1 point.
You wanted play to do yet. This.
Evil Within, 1 point. I accept that I did not play it yet.
Yeah.
I will be playing it over the next 3 weeks and 100% in that game. Thank you, TJ.
All right, number 2s.
Number 2. Dan, Second Son, 2 points.
That's 2 points.
Chad, Game of Thrones.
Telltale, baby.
1 point.
Coming out soon, though.
TJ, Fallout 4.
Yeesh.
You should That's not zero. Get a point for this.
Not even announced. And Dogbert's not even announced, too.
I totally get a point for this.
But yeah, Dogbert...
I had this in mind when you suggested giving points for this.
He got a point for Dogbert.
You know what? Okay, so the ultimate diss... The ultimate diss on these lists is if you put a game on your list, it came out, and you didn't play it. That's when you get 0 points.
Oh, there'll be a stat for most games not released. You better believe.
All right, I'm excited for that. All right, so you know what? It was a fucking shot in the dark, but we'll give you a point based on our weird fucking list that we're putting together. Number 2 for Joe... Smash Brothers 4. 1 point. Right.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for. Dan's number 1. Destiny. Two points. Chad. Star Wars Battlefront. 1 point. TJ. Destiny. 2 points. Joe. Destiny. 2 points.
All right.
Sorry. You said Battlefront, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, this is unfortunate.
You just spiked the mic twice.
Oops.
Anyway, go on. So, based on our weird, approval rating.
I wish somebody else kept score because I just won.
TJ!
You just won?
It was close.
Because every single game you announced hasn't come out yet. No, I'm just fucking.
That's a bunch of 1 points. Out of a possible 40, I got 27. Dan and Joe tied at 25, and Chad had 24.
Ouch.
Everybody had the lead at one point. It was going back and forth, and it's just
it was
we all said a lot of
my
same
last
games
ones.
And played a lot of the same games. It's just where they appeared on the list. And
yeah, so yeah, I want you to dig into these numbers, TJ. Break them down a little bit further, and we can announce those lists on our year in review.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So what are you saying? Dan's list out of his 20 picks, we have 3 that came out that he didn't play.
Three that came out that he didn't play. NHL 15, Bygrim, and Lords of the Fallen.
All right.
I have Castlevania, Lords of Shadow 2, and Alien Isolation.
Two, so far Dan's the worst.
TJ has Hyrule Warriors.
That's it, baby.
And that's all, and Joey has none.
Oh!
Well, it's like a very definitive first, second, third, and fourth.
All right. Awesome. I'm okay with that. Well, we will dig into these numbers further and, include it. What do you think, TJ, in our, year in review episode?
Sometime before the end of the year. Let's just say that.
Also, if the game gets a really bad review and I don't want to fucking play it, does that factor into the reason why I don't want to play it?
It's still counted as your most anticipated
game. That could
game.
Be one of the 15 that I
see,
choose. Like,
that's yeah, true,
like ranking it against, it's not your fault type scale.
Yeah.
Versus,
no, but that's...
A different scale says you picked badly, you lose
Yeah, your
that
integrity. That goes against the integrity list, right? Where it's
Castlevania 1 was very good.
How much can I rely on your top 20? this time next year.
How was I supposed to know what the developers were going to shit the bed on this one?
Hey, man. Integrity is measurable in many ways.
I don't know what's going on. What the fuck is this?
This is a truck.
Go to sleep.
All right. He's getting his mail.
What the fuck's going on?
All right, so we'll dig into this a little bit more. We'll continue to play games for the rest of the year, obviously. You know what? I think Doug and I are going to try and record our movie commentary, episode 1, on Sunday. So maybe we can look forward to that.
What's it called?
In the coming weeks. I don't know yet. We don't have a title. But it's not Whiskey Blu-ray.
No?
It is not Whiskey Blu-ray, no. Because I don't think that's really what we're going for. But...
Sober Blu-ray.
Sober Blu-ray, yeah. So we'll look forward to that. Kind of a short episode this week. But we appreciate everyone listening.
Yeah.
You know what? Can we log on and see what Zach's feedback was? I mean, he talked about Interstellar. He didn't want to watch it yet. But he said something else. We don't have a single phone. We can look this up.
My phone died.
My phone's also dead.
Are you kidding me?
It's dead.
I can't look it up.
Sorry, Zach. We can't reflect on your feedback this week, but we hope you understand. Well,
sorry, love you, buddy.
Anybody who enjoyed listening to the anticipated games episode again, and our cross reference of that episode, let us know what you thought. Was this a horrible episode? Let us know if you thought that as well.
How many games did you hate this year?
You can leave feedback instantly on allrangemode.com, just under the show thread. You can also find us on Facebook, allrangemode.com/allrangemodepodcast. On Twitter, we are at ARM Podcast.
Correct.
And also, you can check our live streams of our games via Twitch on the allrangemode.com website.
It'll be right at the top there.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know what games you want to see us play. Any of that kind of shit. We'd love it. So let us know. And lastly, if you like the show even a little bit, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. That would be very helpful. A bunch of cocky little freaks.
A boy.